So there are many issues. The biggest one is who can run. And the other two big issues for the last scheduled elections, which never happened, were what does the president do and what does the parliament do? And what do the two governments of East and West, what is the power of the decisions they make during these interim periods? Do they carry over to the new Libya or do, they get thrown out and everything has to be renegotiated? Those were the big old issues. From the negotiations in late May, early June, we have some new issues. One is the sequencing. Do we hold presidential and parliamentary elections at the same time? Do the parliamentary elections happen during the second round of the presidential elections if there's a runoff? There was a big debate around if the presidential elections fail in the first round, does the parliamentary election happen anyway for the second round, at the time when the second round's supposed to happen? There's also this perennial issue of the constitutional basis versus having a constitution. Do we need a constitution in place? That wasn't the case for Tunisia. It wasn't the case for Libya previously. And I don't think we need a constitution, but some people are arguing that. And then the question is, are they all these arguments just delaying tactics by the people who want to stay in power and don't want elections? Or are they actual issues that need to be resolved before the elections? I think the issue that's never raised, which is a big issue for me, is what is the national and international election observation going to look like? There's been democratic elections in the West over the last 12 years, but not in the East. And the question is there enough muscle memory about elections that happened in the East, between 2011 and 2014 that can allow for free and fair elections in the East in the context of basically a military run republic that hasn't really had strong democratic credentials?
You recently moderated a panel discussion with the U.S. Special Envoy for Libya, Ambassador Richard Norland, and former U.S. Envoy to Libya, Jonathan Weiner, on prospects for elections in Libya and how Libya may regain the path towards national-level democracy. What did the two U.S. diplomats perceive about the future Libyan elections?
Norland, who's the incumbent envoy, was a little more optimistic. Weiner, who's the former envoy, was a little more pessimistic. Weiner, in his remarks, opened with the metaphor of a lottery, saying that what the East and certain parties seem to want is not an election, but a selection of their candidates. And all these negotiations are about putting the best conditions in place to have a pre-selected winner win. And he said that's like having a lottery where we know who's going to win the lottery before it even happens. He also said, and the other panelists agreed with him, that just setting a date isn't enough. And that's important given what Khaled Mishlidi, the head of the Western High Council State, has been saying, that this roadmap's coming out next week and they're going to set a date for March without resolving these issues. And that's precisely the issue we keep having. We set dates and then the elections don't happen because the issues aren't resolved. We had a speaker on the panel from Libya. He's the head of the Libyan National Economic and Social Development Board. And he emphasized that the point here is not to get an election, it's to get to a democracy. Having an election, which just puts an undemocratic government in place, is not what Libyans want. And your listeners may know that there's about 60 countries in the world that have elections, but they're not free and fair, and they're not creating democracies. That's a real risk. It's a lot of countries in the world. His own party is in favor of parliamentary elections first, and that issue came up. But Norland, the current envoy, sort of made the counter argument, which is if you have a parliament without a president, that could create continued political instability, in part because of Libyan culture, which wants a leader, not just a parliament with weak leadership and sort of weak institutions that would have a caretaker role for another year and would be the scene of probably strong struggles without a leader to sort of put things in order. And so what Norland advocated is that both elections take place. I tend to agree with that. It's also the position of the State Department. And I've saw meetings in which they make that case emphatically. The problem here is, how do you get to elections? And then how do you have elections that people will respect after they take place? And Norland emphasized that there has to be buy-in not only to the process, but to the result. Otherwise, a war breaks out potentially after the elections are over. So we just need to go to elections in a way that's palatable to both sides and replace these two houses of parliament, which are creating more problems generally than they're solving.